Ida, what do you teach in the classroom?
I have the class 3rd through 6th grade every Wednesday from 1 to 3:30, or sometimes it go till 4 o'clock. We made what's called a gagivik. The English term is housewife. They're sewing kits, and the boys and girls did that 1 month and 2 weeks, and the only thing that they didn't sew was the edging of it, and I did that for them. And we have daily words like qui, which is me, for that day, and we use that on and off the whole day, and another Yupik word. Every day we have one Yupik word, but every Wednesdays is our class. Mm-hmm. Yes, in Yupik, only Yupik, and which is the housewives, that they, boys and girls, 3rd through 6th grade themselves sew. Some look crooked, but they really did a good job, and we introduced that when we first finish an object or a project, we always give it to our elders, whoever we want to. And 3/4 of the boys and girls gave theirs to their grandparents or their dad or their mom, who's an elder to them, you know, and I was really proud of them. And they said, but the next one, Miss Ida, will be mine. Then their parents were really proud and saying, did my child really do that? And it made my esteem way up high. I thought, you know, for a while there, gee, I wonder if they'll finish this project. But they did finish, and they enjoyed themselves. And they tell their parents, I sewed this one myself, or I sewed this part myself, you know, because they're so young and we have to supervise them just in case they accidentally sew themselves on sewing machine. That was the hardest part, you know. They had heavy foot. Otherwise, they did good. And we were proud of our projects, and we had our goal done then.
How many hours a week are you in the school?
8 hours a day. So that's 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that this program is important?
Mm-hmm. Very. Because at the beginning, the boys and girls kind of didn't have respect for each other, even the teachers, and wanting to answer back. But once they found out that there's an elder, that big change, and in the hallway, hi, Miss Ida, hi, Miss Donna here, to their teachers, or excuse me, Miss Donna here, Miss LaRue, hi, Appa. They'd say that to him, and, you know, they started, like, coming alive, and instead of having mean-looking face, they were learning their culture from us, and we were considered their elders, and right now, I'll guarantee if I go home, they're going to say, they don't call me Grandma Ida or Ida. They call me, hi, Ma, where were you? Because they, even outside of school, they really start communicating with us, whereas they say, hi, and not even smile and walk past us, you know. Right now they'll say, hi, Ma, and they'll stop and talk to us and ask us what we're doing and where we were, how we're doing, stuff like that, little menial things. And it's really nice to hear that from boys and girls. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel like I'm worthy to the cause of being a grandparent mentor with them. This year, I'm planning to make the traditional bullet bags with the boys and girls so that they'll learn how to do that again with hands-on in now. So I already know what we're going to do.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you, because we need this elders mentor, grandparents program to get our boys and girls back on track, because I hear there's quite a bit of dropouts, which that shouldn't happen. You know, if boys and girls get their identity, at least even half of it, or three quarters or half of what they have, who they are, then hopefully they can come back to school and graduate. I set high goals for myself. I'm a former teacher, retired teacher, so I hope this goes on without stopping.